cliffcentral.com. From one cool kid to the next, a ridiculously dope, always so cool. I have shoes on that have all sorts of things going on today. And I have like one nail on each hand that is like very, very blinged. And then the rest are like a more somber tone of pink. I'm not talking about you, Miss Cosmo.
Of course you're not. You're talking about somebody else.
Absolutely. How are you, Miss Cosmo?
I'm fine with yourself.
What's been the most interesting part of your day so far?
What have I done today? I had a meeting in the morning. I went to the hair salon. I went to the bank. Boring, clearly. I think this is it.
You're still going to the bank? I would have thought you're so tech savvy now, you don't have to go to the bank.
No. But there's some things that you just can't do.
Like it's what?
Like, I was actually quite irritated to have to go to the branch. I hate going to the branch. Even worse, because it's month end. Like, there's lines, there's people, there's just a whole bunch of, like, things happening at the bank. I really didn't want to go. But there was something I had to sort out, and they were like, you can only do it at the branch. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So you're all about that business at the branch and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had all of that. So this is pretty much the coolest thing so far.
Oh, well, that's good. Any interesting emails come through today?
Emails.
Or messages? Did you get a booking for something that's going to be dope? Did you get angry today? I mean, I can't believe it's just been bland since whatever ungodly hour you got up at this morning.
But you must also remember that it's a Thursday, so work people are working. Like, fun stuff happens on the weekend.
Okay.
I don't know, like, nothing really.
Nothing massively exciting.
I'm going on Oship tomorrow. I don't
know
if that's
exciting.
Oh, well, I've been before, so I'm just like, whatever. I'm just like, okay, we're doing it again. But like, yeah. Well, if you're coming to Oship, we're going to party this weekend.
What was the last thing you were really excited about? Sometimes with you, I don't know. Like, you're a little unreadable in terms of what you find exciting.
Well, you heard. I mean, my day wasn't the most exciting. Come on. But I mean, like, new experiences, new people, meeting new people, having a new challenge. I think challenges is what excites me. If I've got something new to kind of like get my head into, my fingers stuck into. But yeah, I think a lot of all that stuff is probably only going to kick off from like Jan. Right now, it's actually just like riding out the rest of the year.
But it's your busiest time now, right?
Yes. So that's why there's nothing really exciting besides the fact that I have to gig. So, I mean, it's cool because it's parties and all that stuff. But for me, that's like... it's everyday work. But yeah, I'm quite excited about Festive. It's going to be fun. Oh, well, besides my single, obviously, that had dropped earlier on this year. I dropped Ebebe with Nomuzi, Rouge, and Shoma Josie. So we recorded the video last week.
Cool.
So I'm trying to, while I was waiting for the link to see the video itself. So hopefully we'll drop the video in the next week or so.
That's dope.
So yeah, that's the thing that I'm kind of pushing right now is Ebebe.
Do you enjoy making videos and stuff like that and putting visuals?
No.
Oh, come on. Jeez, like.
Do you know how much stress it is?
Why?
Like, it's fun on the day, maybe, because, like, you're doing stuff. But then also, there's a lot of repetitive stuff. Like, I don't know if you've heard the term hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
This is why I don't do TV. This is why we do radio. Because radio's live. You do it for your hour, and then you're done. This thing of being on set at, like, 6 a.m. and only leaving at, like, midnight, it's unreasonable.
But you enjoy the process of, like, glamming it up and doing all of that, right?
Well, I guess. Like, that's what I'm saying. In between the takes is fun because, like, you hang out with people, you're chatting, maybe you're putting on really awesome outfits. But generally, it's a little tedious. So, but, like, look, it's cool. I'm excited for the outcome of what the video is going to look like because we did a lot of, like, really fun and colorful stuff. So, I'm hoping the colors are going to pop the way that I had planned them to.
Dope.
Yeah.
All right. Hanging out with Miss Cosmo. Other side of this, we're going to find out a little bit more about her, but not from her primal astrological spirit animal sign and see how much is true and how much isn't true.
Okay.
Don't look so unimpressed.
No, I know my sign, so I can tell you.
No, this is different. Which spirit animal are you?
Okay, now you're saying spirit animal. I thought you were talking about actual
star
signs.
No, that's very like 1999.
Okay.
This is a little bit more intense.
Oh, sorry, 2017. My bad, I'll catch up, sorry.
Okay, other side of this, we're going to find out, is she an art fox? Is she a walrus? Is she a black bear? Is she a platypus? It could be anything.
Okay, we'll find out.
Maybe not the most exciting part of it.
Yeah, as long as it's not like the Chinese calendar where you end up being part of the year of the rat or something, then it's great.
All right, we'll find out. Other side of this. Hellman on cliffcentral.com.
Yeah.
Sanati hanging out. It's called Hours on Kelman on Cliff Central. All right, cool. So we could ask Miss Cosmo a million and one questions about her. We could, you know, find out what her personality is or isn't. But why ask her when we can tell her?
Ooh, you're going to tell me about myself.
And see how much of it resonates.
Okay.
But but usually this resonates pretty strong. Like, I'm pre-warning you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see how much of it you'll admit, though.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not going to tell you what it is your primal zodiac sign is, but I will tell you that you're strong, focused, and proud. You have an insatiable drive and tireless work ethic. Very few people can keep up with your energy and match your persistence. Mm. And you expect to be respected due to your earned success. You like nice things. You want to live the good life. Things like a big, beautiful home top your priority list, followed by lots of nice things. Mm-hmm. Is that potentially true?
Funny enough, I knew. Oh, no, you didn't know. You read it off of the internet. Come on. Funny enough, I'm actually looking for a house.
So okay.
That is on the priority list at the moment.
Yeah, there we go. Number one. Nah, yeah, okay, cool. Says here, you're incredibly stubborn and have a well-earned reputation of being inflexible. you're not a tyrant, but you have high expectations of others, but you don't expect more from other people than you expect from yourself. Mm. You're not very tolerant of those who cross you.
No, I'm very, I don't have patience for people who don't have loyalty.
Okay.
Because I have loyalty, so yes. Like if I can give it to you, you surely need to give it back.
It says here, you need something greater than yourself to live for.
Otherwise I'd be sleeping all day. I need a reason to wake up in the morning. Otherwise, nah, fam, I'll be at home chilling.
And let's very quickly skim over some stuff when it comes to just how you interact with other people.
Mm-hmm.
It says you're socially adept, but are choosy about when and where you're going to be social. And this,
I'm not exactly like, that makes me seem like I'm snugs. I'm not snugs. I'm just, I'm focused about what I'm doing at that time. So yeah. It might just look like I'm a little stuck up, but I'm not actually stuck up. I'm more kind of thinking, okay, what's the next step? What are we doing now? If at that moment, the point is we're having fun, then we're having fun.
Yeah.
But if I've got another gig and I need to focus on this one and then make sure that I finish in 5 minutes so I can get to the next one, then I'm going to be in work mode.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of gets misconstrued as me being inflexible, but I'm just trying to make sure that things happen at the time they're supposed to happen.
Okay. I hear you. Yeah. I hear you.
And then I get the resting bee face, and then that's a bit awkward. But it's not. I'm not angry. I'm just concentrating.
Do you think you misunderstood?
Yes, a lot of the. Do you know how many people say to me, "Oh, I thought you were so mean," and "Oh, you always look like you're angry." I'm never angry. I'm hardly ever angry. And if I am angry, I get over it very quickly.
Yeah.
Like I'll snap at you right now, and I'll shout at you in the next 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later,
you're
we'll
done
be
with
best
the whole
friends.
Thing.
Yeah. So I'm not an angry person. I'm just a focused person. But yeah. Because I'm focused, my face shows focus, and then it look like I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah, it must be hard. I wonder. Yeah, it must be hard. It says here you are focused on long-term relationships and family life, but not in your youth.
No, I'm still single. So maybe in the next 5 years, I don't know. But it's not happening now, no.
And is it true that you know a lot of people but have very few people that are truly close to you and that your real friends you treat like family?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, okay. Mm. There you go.
Well, I guess in this industry, you end up knowing a lot of people because you meet a lot of people. I mean, I met you in this industry as well, but you can't necessarily say that we're best friends.
Yeah.
But if I see you, I'll greet you, we'll have a chat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same vibes.
And it also says here you're very good with money and you know how to make it.
Definitely, baby. You know, well, I used to be a banker, so.
Yeah, that's right. You did. Yeah, you don't miss that, hey?
So I'm a penny pincher. No, I don't miss it at all.
What do you mean a penny pincher? How do you know you are?
Because I count my cents and I make sure that I have all of my cents intact.
So do you check the prices between things?
Sometimes, not always. If I don't have the time to go and price check, then I don't. But if it's something big that I'm buying, then yes, I do. So for instance, if I'm investing in like a car, then
yeah.
I'll price hop or whatever. But if I'm buying like I don't know, a handbag or something, no, I don't have the patience to go and look somewhere else.
You kind of just do it.
Yeah.
Who do you think knows you really well?
My mom, my sister, my friends. Yeah, the close ones that you were talking about a little bit earlier. I think that's pretty much it.
Those are the people that really, really know you.
Really, really, really know me because they deal with me on a daily basis. So obviously my mom and my sister because they're my family. My friends because like we're on the same WhatsApp group together. We travel together. We party together. We work with each other. So it becomes that.
How do you think you've done this year?
I think I did better this year than last year.
And are you like conscious of how you've done in a year? Because some people just flow.
No, no, no. You can't flow because then you don't reevaluate and then you're stuck in the same position for 10 years. No ways. No, I'm not about that.
You're such a sit down kind of person. Like no. I always reminded when I see you that you're like, you've got a very strong, it's like, this is what's happening now. Yes. If it's not happening, it's time to move on.
Why is there no focus? What are we doing? Are we wasting our time?
Yeah, yeah.
Then why
okay.
are we here?
No, 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 I know. You know what I mean? You do go on holidays though. So at least,
yes. So that's my guilty pleasure is to travel. And I intentionally make traveling overseas my guilty pleasure so that number one, my phone is off. Number two, I have no internet access. Well, in 2017, I do. But then like I can still ignore stuff and say, oh, no, I had no signal. And I can experience something new and meet brand new people and let loose. Because sometimes you can't let loose here.
Yeah.
But you can like, you can be ratchet elsewhere and not... Yeah.
It's interesting that you...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I it's interesting. You're very structured and very logical and almost like in an illogical thing, which is the arts. So it's interesting how like your personality's had to adapt to the illogical nature of like the arts, but
not
you're very
really.
Structured.
I think it's more being a left and a right brain.
Okay.
Yes, I am very structured. I think that overpowers the creative a little bit more. But it's not to say that the creative, excited part isn't there. And that's what I tap into. And that's that comes loose, you know? So, yeah.
Hanging out with Miss Cosmo. Other side of this, she's going to tell us about her plans for 2018, where she wants to take the whole thing. Mm-hmm. By the way, the spirit animal that you were is a rattlesnake.
I'm not a snake.
It's not ideal. I'm not going to lie. It's a little concerning.
Why am I a snake?
That's just what the computer says.
Okay.
But so is Adele. Adele's... Also,
we must believe a snake. I love Adele. I wish I was her best friend. I think she's the funniest person in the world. I watched her one DVD that live at Albert Hall.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with her all over again.
Because she has no F's to give
and
either.
I just want to be her BFF.
You're the same thing. You're
I just
want to
drink wine with her and laugh at other people. I think it's the greatest thing. I think it would be so
you're
amazing.
So mean.
I'm not mean.
She's
I'm honest.
So mean. Wow. Okay, cool. More with Miss Honest. Miss Mean wants to hang out with Adele, other side of this. Calvin Harris hanging out with Haim. Who do you really want to collaborate with, Miss Cosmo? I would imagine Calvin Harris would be on that list somewhere. Maybe.
Yes, I think Calvin Harris is a great producer. I'm loving that album that he just dropped, Funk Wave Bounces.
Yes.
That's awesome. I love everything that's on there. Who else would I want to work with? Obviously, because I'm in hip-hop, the likes of Nicki Minaj, come on. Jay-Z, if I were to throw it out there. Cardi B, I think she's so dope. She's
what's
so ratch.
Okay, so Nicki versus Cardi, who would you go with?
Both of them. Why must I go for one?
No, because you know that there's like, I mean, there's only really space for.
No, they're on Didn't a they? Song together. What do you mean?
Yeah, but they had that beef. Like, it's what everybody's kind of thinking.
There was no beef. I think it was created beef. You know how two girls, I don't know, what's this idea of there can't be two girls on top? It's rubbish.
No, I think it's a hip hop thing across genders. I think it's like Jay and Ye can't seem to get along. It's
no,
the same
but
as Casper, aka can't get along.
Nah,
I think it's a cross.
Jay and Ye had an issue because of personal matters. It had nothing to do with them not being on top together. But if I had to choose, it would probably be Nicki. But it's not to say that I wouldn't work with Cardi later. I think she's really dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What TV do you watch?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I haven't watched my TV in like a year.
Not a thing.
No. I download stuff and I watch, like, I stream a lot of stuff. I'm very, like, on my computer, on my phone type of person.
Doing
so
stuff.
The Netflix vibes is kind of where I live. I don't watch live TV because I don't have time to be at home at the time the shows are playing. So, yeah, series-wise, I think I'm still watching all the old stuff. I'm really not, like, a new school person. Crazy Anatomy, Scandal. I'm still watching How to Get Away with Murder. Lord knows why I'm still watching Suits because it's horrible now.
never got into that show. I wouldn't even know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
So then you wouldn't have gotten to know the new Princess of Wales. Yeah.
Do you care about
as much
that
as
stuff?
The rest of us? No, not really.
The way you're saying it, like it's
no, but I think it was really cool to kind of know that like Meghan is gonna marry Prince Harry, because it's like, oh my gosh, like I know her from Suits. I feel like I know her. She's my friend because I've watched 7 seasons of Suits.
Can the show go on without her?
No, like, she's left the show now. But I think she's obviously recorded herself out. So I think the one thing I'm excited to see now is how they write her out. That's the only reason I'm gonna keep watching.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe they're gonna kill her off, or maybe they won't. Maybe they won't get married. Maybe she's gonna move away. Whatever.
Because she was a big part of the show. Hey,
she was huge, man. She was a regular on the show. So yeah.
How's your new show going?
Which new show?
Well, now you're doing different slots and things change. And
yes, mornings are horrible. I don't know how people do breakfast radio. I cannot. But it's not to say that I'm not taking on the challenge. I mean, as a DJ, it's just difficult to wake up in the morning. I'm used to sleeping at like 2 in the morning, so the being up that early is a new thing for me, but I've managed. I mean, we started in May, so it's been a couple of months now. We're doing pretty good, having fun with the team. I think we're laughing every morning, so which is really awesome. Outside of that, I'm still doing the hip-hop show on a Sunday. Yeah. So that's also kind of like building into a new sphere. I'm doing live performances now, which is something different. So yeah, I'm enjoying the journey.
Do you, like, when you wake up early in the morning now, do you get going for the day then? Or do you do like a sort of, oh, so it's like a full on, I have to shower, I have to have a full face, I have to everything.
No. Full face comes after the show. Yeah, well, there's no amount of makeup that's going on my face at 5 in the morning. You can forget it. So what I do is obviously plan the day. So if I have meetings and things and interviews and stuff to do during the day, then makeup bag will go in the car and then I'll put it on after the show. But if I'm literally just going to the show and then going home, I'll go to the show in my tracksuit pants and then get back into bed when I get home.
And go home, yeah. You can just adjust your body. And what does the family think of how everything's turning out? Mom, all of that. Are they impressed? Not impressed?
Yes. No, they are impressed.
Are you an impressive family? Like, did you really cut through the clutter, or is like everyone else very average and you're cool? What's the story?
This is awkward.
Are you the star child?
Not necessarily star. I think from a perspective of media, yes. But with regards to success, no.
Okay.
Because a lot of my family members, so my mom comes from a big family. She's got three sisters, and they've all got like their own like successes within their families. And they're all much older than me. I'm like one of the younger cousins, so I think kind of watching everybody else in their journey, and then this is my journey, so we're all successful in our different fields, but maybe I'm more noticeable because then I'm in the media. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, cool. Yeah. So everyone's got their role to play. And
basically,
it's kind of just,
yeah.
So what's the vision for 2018? We're about to play the track here with Rouge and Shoma Josie. Mm-hmm. Everybody hanging out.
Yes, everybody's having fun. Everybody is in a groove. It's a lady song. It's a twerk song. I think the song I kind of wanted for the girls, because I feel like we don't have that song anymore. Like, you go to the club and everyone's just bobbing their heads. Like, everyone's just listening to trap or they're dabbing and it's boring now. Like, I want to go back to like when we used to like shake our booties and like pop our backs for the boys in the club. And this is that type of track. So everybody's going to be really dope. I'm pushing that for the December. 2018, more music, hopefully. I'm also then got a lot of... I've got 2 event plans that I'm kind of working on. Cool. So obviously when that kind of happens, then you'll get more information about that. And yeah, I'm just trying to build and get bigger.
And no love anywhere in any of this.
Men are trash. So. Like, unfortunately, okay. In 2017, that's the trending hashtag. We kind of need to run with it. Okay. I don't know how you feel about that. Are you a trash man?
I mean, I just...
Do you live in a dustbin?
You're going to school everyone on everything anyway, so I'm not even going
to... I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how the men feel about them being called trash, because no one's defending themselves.
I don't think it's particularly fair, but I mean...
Really?
It's all personal experience. You've probably had just bad experience.
Are you a bad boyfriend?
No, I don't think so.
You had to think about it. That's already a problem.
No, because you can't be objective with yourself.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, okay, well, when last did you have a girlfriend?
I mean, this is your interview.
Maybe she dumped you because you were a trash man. I'm joking.
I'm so excited for the Pop Your Booty song that's about to play. I think you're going to find love in the least expected place.
I want that. Yeah. I want that.
But it's going to be... You got to just... I feel like you're not going to let the guy sweep you off your feet, though.
No,
because
definitely
you,
I will.
No, I don't know. You seem pretty, like, staunch.
Do you know what I'm staunch about? I'm staunch about the type of guy I'm going to meet. So I am very picky, but I'm scared. Let me rather say scared. I'm not against it, but I'm very scared to date someone in the industry.
Yeah.
Because then I don't want that to follow me at a later stage. So for instance, like perfect example, Zintle still has to kind of face questions about AKA, even though like Cairo's 2 years old, she's over it, he's over it. Like, why must those things follow me? Do you know what I mean? So that's kind of why I'm a little skeptical about like...
But you have been in love before.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have. And it's not to
are
say
you
that
more
I'm
like
not open to it.
Softer when you're in love? Or are you still
definitely.
Like...
Definitely. Okay. Oh, come on, man.
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm just...
Come on. Even Donald Trump has a heart somewhere. As small as it is, but it's there. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well,
I can't believe I just compared myself to Donald Trump.
2018 will be the more emotional year for Miss Cosmo.
Maybe I'm hard because apparently, like, I'm born on the same day as Adolf Hitler, so maybe.
Oh really?
Yeah, maybe it's like
well,
inherent in
ideal.
The date.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's how to end an interview with the Jewish interviewer real fast. Miss Cosmo, thanks so much for hanging out. We're gonna play the Pop Your Booty Twerk Everything
it's called
song.
Called Hey Baby. It's not the Pop Your Booty song.
No, please, but I mean that's what Hey Baby.
Yes.
I would never get it wrong with you around. All right. And it's Miss Cosmo DJ everywhere.
Yes, Miss Cosmo DJ on Twitter as well as on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Miss Cosmo.
Fantastic. 2018, I'm excited to see her fall in love, become soft.
Yes, speaking into existence, it's going to happen.
It's
yes.
So happening. All right, have a good time on the ship. Maybe you'll find someone there.
No, I'm going to be seasick half the time.
Okay, cool. All right, well, that's one way to find love. An excuse for every reason why you won't. All right, Miss Cosmo, thanks for hanging out.
You're single too, eh? Hey, hey,
hey. Cliffcentral.com.